Okay, everyone, welcome back. You just heard Bright Green, Vibrant Gray by Helena DeLand. And before that, you heard Highway by Louis of Man and Empress of.
Yes, and also, what was it? Every Morning by Munya, which is Canadian artist, so awesome.
From Montreal, right?
Montreal.
So a little bit of French in there.
Yes, we got the Frenchies in here.
Any Frenchies in here?
Any French? I'm not French, so
No, me neither. I wish I could say a little more than I can, but yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, we were going to talk about something. I forgot what we were.
Oh, I was wanting to talk about the new iPhone app Journal.
Yes.
So I saw it like pop up on my home screen maybe a week or two ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so much better than Notes because you can lock it. It has prompts. Like, it's kind of more set up to be accessible for the person who wants to do casual journaling. Mm-hmm.
For all you out there, whoever just has the new iPhone update, I think it's 17.2, exactly. Yeah, if you've updated recently, you'll probably be able to see the journaling app, and it's a great app. I've seen it too, and it just looks awesome. Like, you can do voice recordings. The locking thing is great.
Yeah, I know.
Like deepest, so darkest secrets, little lock. But
yeah, I've been using it like more to write poetry.
Ooh.
And like, not good poetry, but I'm not willing to put that in my notes. Like, you know, if someone's looking over your shoulder, you're looking for something in your notes, and they're seeing your deepest, darkest thoughts.
Yes.
And like, you're like, I don't want our friendship to see this, you know, to suffer a little.
Before, I use the Notes app too, but then there's that little lock option, but it doesn't feel as nice as an actual journaling app.
No.
So it's good that Apple's doing these more mindfulness and well-being apps, and it's more aware of mental health, which is great. I think it's pretty awesome. So
Have you used it
yet? I've used it. I actually used it last night, and I was trying out, they have little prompts that they let you pick. So then I was like, oh, who is your inspiration and why? And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it with my mom. So
it's pretty cute.
Yeah, so it's a lot. It's a great app, and I think you can set reminders for it too, for certain days you want to do some journaling and things. So it's awesome. It's
awesome. And it like automatically inputs the dates and everything, obviously, but it's good to see kind of
some
the progress that you've made. And
okay, what else? We have like a list of topics here. We just gotta get
stop. No, this is natural conversation, guys.
You didn't hear that.
This is not a list of
topics.
We want the universe to know about this journaling app. I actually do, because I feel like it's helped me already.
Yeah. I feel like they should make a meditation app, though. I feel like that would be
great. I mean, there are meditation apps, but I feel like a lot of them you have to pay for.
Yeah, I feel like...
And it's just kind of like, why are we paying
for meditation?
For like breathing and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, we can do it. I know, we can do it on our own time, just some breathing. And breathing right now.
I mean, you can do a lot of things without the phone on our own time, like journaling, you know?
Yeah.
There's a pen and paper out there for you, but it's...
But you can't lock it, though.
You can't lock it.
My mom.
Well, unless you get one of those little books, you know, like in grade 4 or whatever, you can get a little key.
Oh, the little locks. I always wanted one of those things. I had one of those. Really?
Awesome.
Did you get it? We then had those, like, Scholastic book fairs and things that...
Maybe it was from there. It was from some, maybe, like, chapters or something.
Yes.
A little more camp.
Chapters, the little gem of hidden books and land of very expensive stuff, but
exactly.
Very expensive. But I've also been getting to meditation lately. So not lately, but it was one of my goals for this year, is just to get into more meditation.
With
the
app or no? Just by
yourself? Just in general. Like, I go on Apple Music and I just meditate for 5 minutes. There's a little meditation section. But I usually...
There's a meditation section?
Yeah, they
Apple
have.
Music.
If you look up and they have albums, and they say, oh, this is the meditation album. So I just pick a random song. But the problem is,
I
can't keep on it I keep forgetting about it. So, which is the most difficult part, even though it's only 5 minutes. So,
but it's so hard to prioritize if you're trying to do homework or you're gonna go somewhere. Like, 5 minutes, I don't know. For me,
it feels like a lot of time sometimes.
And also, if you're just what are you doing for your meditation?
It's very difficult because I'm trying to sit there and I'm trying to think, no, don't have any thoughts. Like, I pretend I'm in a little bubble, and every thought that comes to me, I'm like, pow, like, fight it back. Yep. But honestly, it's kind of not working sometimes, especially when I'm stressed and ever, like, the thoughts are coming out and I'm like, oh man.
Yeah, so I feel like sometimes I've tried doing it before and it's made it worse. And I think I just need to do it for more it's either I need to do it for more time or be more disciplined with myself, because I kind of just let things come to me and pile up and then spiral, just in real life too.
Yeah,
but that definitely manifests in my meditation.
Yeah.
So
especially like anxiety and things too. Anxiety is a big thing with piling up and spiraling.
Oh, like, for sure. It's like, because meditation is supposed to help with anxiety, I often feel like for me, I think this is just coming from a place of not knowing how to do it correctly, but like I find that it makes it worse sometimes.
Yeah, because then you kind of have to sit with your thoughts and be like, oh,
yeah, and you feel that feeling that you're trying to ignore.
Yeah.
But maybe for more time, you'll, like, once you acknowledge that feeling, you're like, okay, like, I'm good with this.
Yeah. I feel like it's different for everyone to have different tactics of how you cope with stresses and anxiety. So, yeah. Usually, I feel like sleep for me, like, sometimes I just sleep it off. Not the best technique, I don't know, but I'm like, let's just sleep.
I'm not sure if that's the most healthy technique for, like, confronting your anxiety.
Just sleep.
It's more of an avoidance tactic. But
That's why meditation.
Let's not recommend that.
Don't sleep it off. Play with your dog. Meditate.
Yeah,
journaling.
But has the meditation for 5 minutes, do you think, has like helped your anxiety?
Ooh.
Or at least like once or twice you felt better after?
I think once or twice. Like I had this like killer combo where I was like, oh no, the thoughts are coming. Bam, I'm going to do the meditation. And then bam, I'm going to listen to 10 minutes of music. And then it kind of went away.
Okay.
So, which was very surprising. But think I'm not sure if it'll work again.
It's really hard once you realize that the thoughts are coming.
Yeah.
Honestly, with that realization, it's like, okay, what are we going to do
what
here?
What are we going to do?
Panic mode. Any lyric in any song I can latch onto and apply to how I am feeling right now and make it worse.
Get the sad songs on.
Like, any show, anything I do, it's just going to pile up in a way, you know?
Yeah, we need some better coping strategies, I think. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we're trying here.
Young. I know. For all you older listeners out there, you probably know if there's any. Just saying.
Please
text if you have any suggestions. Because, we're still students, so we're trying to figure out
there's a lot of time
right now. So
there's a lot to think about right now. Also, just being overwhelmed doesn't help with focusing on, you know, like helping your own mental health, because that's not a priority. Like, you got to think about school and work and other things. Mm-hmm. So, but I think that is an issue.
Yeah.
That people don't prioritize
mental
health. And I think that goes along with society not prioritizing mental health. But you know what?
We're in very sociological right now.
Yeah.
Everyone faces anxiety and things, and like, I think there's not one person who hasn't had any anxiety feelings or attacks during their life, which is, I feel, more reassuring to know that we're all going through the same thing, even though it's not very obvious, especially with social media. You get us into social media. We are going off.
If you say social media, we will not stop.
So we'll leave that for a later topic. But, okay. I think.
Okay, yeah, where were we?
Yeah, back maybe into the music or.
Yeah, we can go back into the music. Maybe you guys can try meditating to this next song.
Yeah, do some is this our really punk one? Oh, no.
I was going to say we should say that and then play our death metal one.
We do have a metal transition. One. We do have a metal one coming up, so feel free to meditate during that.
Yeah.
But I think next one up is, I think, Republic?
Yeah.
Republic by Daniel
Villarreal.
I don't want to attempt some of these, but it's from his album La Dose B. So we hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I am Stella.
And I'm your other co-host, Corianna.
Stella. And yeah, you just heard Hypatia by Ray. Mm-hmm. And up next, you're going to hear Act Different by Alien Nose Job. And the title of this album is The Derivative Sound of ... or ... A Dog Always Returns to Its Vomit. So that's to give you just a little taste of what this song might be, a little intrigue, mystery.
Some Australian garage rock we have.
Yeah. So with that imagery, we are going to go over to it. So enjoy.
Atención.
Yucastereo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1
Chango.
90.1 FM Yucastereo.
Atención.
Try.
Welcome back. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. This is our second open mic, and I'm your co-host, Coriana.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella. The song that you just heard was Star Starter by Die Star. And the song before that was Sync With Me by the Beta 58s.
Mm-hmm. Some very good songs.
Yeah, we got them all.
Yeah.
You know all the names. We got them all. Okay, so it is almost the end of January now. February is coming. But this is when we really get to see who stayed strong to their New Year's resolutions and which ones were just a little short-term fling.
Always time to get them back, revert them back.
There's time. But if you lose them in the first month, that's kind of like, okay.
Yeah, pretty hard to get them back.
Yeah, there's no way they're... Not no way. Very unlikely they're coming back.
Mm-hmm. What were your New Year's resolutions, Stella?
I only had one, and it was to switch off from iPhones and, like, go to flip phone and...
I remember!
Yeah, like...
Where's your
Walkman?
Flip phone? I see no
map,
flip phone.
A paper map, but, like, I really... It was a very nice, romanticized idea that I had. But it turned out kind of that I need my phone for a lot of things.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Especially with school.
Yes.
Like my schedule. And just like if my computer's dead or something, if I don't have my phone, I can't like look at my mail or anything like that.
That's a big thing. And music too. I don't think you can really listen to.
No, I would. I have an old iPod Classic, but I don't know how long it's going to stay alive for now. It's one of those big, like, chunky silver ones from like the 2010s.
Is it the original
yeah,
one?
Yeah, it's the original one. And I couldn't find it. So I was like, okay, that's just a big investment, right? If you think about everything that a cell phone kind of has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Steve Jobs did a great job, but we can't go back.
Together,
we
can't go back. GPS, camera, voice notes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It has everything, but I think in the summertime I'm going to try to do it when I don't really have as many.
Do a little period of, I think it'd be fun to see, and then I've never seen anyone lately with a flip phone, so I think I'd laugh a little bit, but I'll be like, great job. Good job.
And then with texting, you can be like more intentional and stuff. So yeah, I think just a flip phone would be perfect. Yeah. How about you? What was your big New Year's resolution?
Let's see. I had two. One of them I'm consistent. The other one, no, I haven't even looked at. But one of them was
happened, so it's fine.
We'll get back on it.
Yeah.
You know, there's always time.
Come the end of finals, I'll be there.
Exactly.
With my flip phone.
One of mine was playing piano for 15 minutes every day, which I've been pretty consistent. So, which is nice. I've got back into that. And the second one was cooking more, but I've not done that. My mom makes really good food, and she just makes me on cleanup, so I'm like, I can't really cook.
No, I feel like cooking is just, it's so fun when you're doing it, but it takes so much time. It's insane.
It takes
me like 2 hours to make something that's not even that good.
I know, and then you're exhausted by the end,
I'm exhausted,
and then you gotta clean,
do more work. Like, I don't know, it's just, if I was only cooking and didn't have anything else to do in the day, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm scared for the adult life when we have to be clean. All you out there, very scared, but it's a life skill that everyone will learn eventually. Well, most people, hopefully.
I hope so.
Hopefully.
Other than people depending on their spouses for meals.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Become independent.
Yeah, like at least be able to make breakfast for yourself, you know, because that kind of, you can make breakfast for all three meals of the day. So
yeah, exactly.
Good.
I know there's some boys in university who don't even know how to turn on a frying pan and cook an egg.
I know.
They're in engineering, so I'm like, what? You guys are so smart, but you can't cook an egg? But
yeah, there's a different kind of intelligence, I guess.
Yeah.
Practical side.
Intelligence.
But I guess if nobody's ever taught you how to cook an egg, how would you know?
Yeah, true. It's something
it's not,
you can just learn.
I mean, it is kind of intuitive, though, you would think.
Yeah, turn on the stove.
Like, turn
crack
the stove,
the egg.
Flip it over.
Flip it over.
You know what? Some people, it's okay.
Yeah.
If you've never been taught, there's no shame, but you should learn.
Yeah.
There's YouTube out there, you know, if you don't have a mother or father to teach you how to cook.
Exactly. Just go for it. Yeah, no shame in not knowing as is, but always room to grow, so.
So if you can't cook an egg, your New Year's resolution should be cook an egg.
Cook an egg.
There you go.
Cook an egg. We've got one for you, so
yeah.
We're actually almost up a time.
We're, oh yeah, we
we're
are
like seven seconds.
5 seconds left. Thank you so much for listening to Open Mic. Have a good rest of your night.
See you.